is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution with Juan McCartney is sponsored by J.S. Johnson, Commonwealth Bank, Burger King, Atlantis Paradise Island, YKS Fashion Center, The Alley Go App, Ron's Electric Motors, Marco's Pizza, and Lowe's Wholesale.
Gentlemen, and welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Someone's sending me a profane message. Why am I always effing late? Please don't send me any message like that ever in your life again. I'd appreciate it, even if you think your intentions are good, okay? Don't do that. Now, also, the reason is my watch is clearly slow. I just looked at it just now, and I told Arlington we got a few minutes, and he's like, no, it's time now. And I go, oh, okay, well, I got to go. Need to fix this watch. I need to, get a new watch. Bezel's all scratched up. Papa was a Rolling Stone. No, I got Rolling Stones in the bezel. No, I'm lying. I got no stones in the bezel. This is nothing. All right. I got good news and I got bad news. What do you want first? Bad news? Bad news first. That's always, just get it off the top, right? So, bad news is we just recorded 133 new COVID cases from the latest dashboard that has been let out. The bad news is that two more people have died. The bad news is the hospital is at capacity, beyond capacity, as is all hospitals on New Providence as well as Grand Bahama, with COVID patients, particularly PMH and Grand Bahama. The bad news is that we still have a positivity rate of over 20%, and more people are getting sick and dying from COVID-19. We had a 26-year-old man died on the 14th of July. Let that sink in. A 26-year-old man died on the 14th of July. All right. So they didn't tell us until the 25th of July. But for the 25th of July, we have 133 cases, all right? 90 on New Providence, 23 on Grand Bahama, all right? Now, we have 92 people in the hospital. It was at 100 the day before that. 92 people are hospitalized, all right? And the staff at PMH is exhausted, and all these healthcare places are exhausted. Mary Walker was talking about it the other day, and she said, toast out or burnt out or something like that. It roasted or toasted, she said. Look, it's a bad situation going on, all right? The bad news is that this is not going to get any easier anytime soon. All right. Now we have some good news, right? Coming out of it. So good news is that I don't see any possible way there's going to be an election next month, particularly with all that we have seen. And that means that I will be able to take my vacation. All right. So there's some good news coming out of it. Now, several people called me today and asked me what the Prime Minister is going to say on Wednesday. Of course, I have no bloody idea what he's going to say. Who knows? He shifts on a dime. A week ago, he was saying the pandemic was over for the vaccinated, right? And now, yesterday, they say if you're vaccinated, more than five vaccinated people can't get together at a time, right? So how? So I don't know what he's going to say, and the only material things I tend to take from what he says is actual policies that are in place. Because if I go by his thinking on these things, I would be lost, as he is lost, right? So because, and we're going to go through this, because I don't understand what he just recently did. I don't understand the rationale for it. I watched the press conference on Friday, the entirety of it almost, and not one health official gave any contact tracing data. There's more bad news. We have no idea where this stuff is coming from. We have no idea what's happening. All that is clear to me now is that there is clearly community spread, right? But we have no idea where it started. We have no idea where these clusters are. I know for a fact they had a youth convention at a church at the beginning of the month. Dozens of people have gotten sick from that. Over a dozen people hospitalized. Several people died from that. A friend of mine, her brother, was among those. He died yesterday. We've heard nothing about any of it. Offices are closing. We get, after the fact, we get to know the passport office had COVID outbreak. We don't know anything about where any of these cases are coming from. They've presented us with no data, but yet we're making decisions based on what I do not know. All right? I do not know. So I don't know what he's going to say. I know this, though. It's probably going to be more of the same that they used previously in order to, they so-called, beat back the wave, right? And it's probably going to be some weekend lockdowns and tighter curfew and drive people insane, you know what I mean? So it's probably going to be more of that. You know, if he were to do a two-week, 14-day lockdown, it wouldn't surprise me. I'm not necessarily co-signing no 14-day lockdown, but I would prefer that than months and months of weekend lockdowns and business closures and all this stuff like that. So if you can get your organizational stuff together and see how you're going to feed people, give people some lead time, then you could have your lockdown, your two-week, 14-day lockdown and see how that goes. But I don't understand what you guys are making these decisions based off of. So let's go through the new restrictions, and these will be for what, till Wednesday? Who the hell knows? And try to make sense of it. I can't make any sense of it. All right, but let's try. Maybe you can help me make some sense of it, because I don't understand what this is based off of, and what is informing these things insofar as what data led you to these decisions. Could you share the data with us? We were told that independence gatherings has caused this. Yes, that's what we were told. We didn't hear one word about the big church convention they had that you allowed, that you had to sign off permission for. No one said anything about that. Okay. A 10 p.m. daily curfew will take effect on Monday, July 26th for the islands of New Providence, Grand Bahama, North and South Eleuthera, including Harbor Island. All right. The curfew is part of a series of new health measures that are being put in place to help slow and control the spread of COVID-19. All new health measures will take effect on Monday. By the way, let me stick a pin in this before I go any further. There appears to be now a new tactic, right? Which is, I've two letters to the editor I've now read are just, you know, nonplussed as to why the media is talking about the decisions that are being made by the government. Right, they find it so strange. One letter writer, in perhaps the stupidest position I've ever read in recent memory, suggests that all the talk show hosts should be just urging everybody to go get vaccinated and combating vaccine hesitancy. Firstly, that's not my job, right? That's the first thing. If you want to go get vaccinated, feel free to do so, right? I did, for my own personal reasons. The second thing is, what vaccines? What are you talking about? You don't have the vaccines to go vaccinate everybody. So I guess the position now is to try to, and it doesn't work with me, because I honestly don't care. You can write 1,000 letters, right? The position now is that we shouldn't talk about the impact of the decisions that the government's making. Like, when has that ever been a thing in a democratic society? That people don't talk about the decisions that the elected government makes. And that they don't have people in media commenting on it. and that's never been the case as long as we've had media. All right. It's not something new that we're doing here in the Bahamas because we, well, I don't know what, love the PLP so much. This is something that has been going on for time immemorial. So, you know, I would just say, you know, go away with that. Ain't nobody on your run trying to talk about, oh, the talk show host, it's become sickening to listen to talk show. Turn it off. Turn it off. You honestly, as an adult human being, expect for your personal preference to shift the direction of an entire conversation that doesn't have anything necessarily to do with you? Grow up. All right. This says RT-PCR testing will now be required for travelers who are not fully vaccinated for travel from New Providence, Grand Bahama, and North and South Eleuthera, including Harbor Island. Okay. So you now need, again, a PCR test to travel from Grand Bahama, as well as North and South Eleuthera, including Harbor Island. Does that mean Central Eleuthera is not included, or is that being cute? That's being too cute. It's North and South bisects the island. Yep. Says, on New Providence and Grand Bahama, the following will take effect. Okay, so I don't care about the curfew. That's fine. I'll come to my house at 10 p.m. anyway. That's going to impact some people, but okay. 10 p.m. Sure. Sure thing. On New Providence and Grand Bahama, the following rules will take effect. Religious worship service will be limited to 1 hour. It must be conducted in accordance with the Bahamas Christian Council health guidelines approved by the Ministry of Health. Capacity of religious facility will be limited to 33%. Okay, so I'm confused. What's the difference? Why? What's the difference between 1 hour and 2 hours? What's the difference between 1 hour and 90 minutes? If you're at 33% capacity, if you're wearing masks, if you're social distancing, what's the difference? So you can go to the gym all day, but you can only go to church for 1 hour. Okay, so that don't make no sense to me. But okay, as I said, you help me. Funeral and cremation services will be prohibited indoors. Funeral or burial services will be permitted by the graveside only. Cremation services are permitted outdoors and limited to 1 hour. 1 hour, again, outdoors. Burial and funeral services will be limited to 30 people, excluding the officiant and funeral home workers. Repasts are not permitted. Weddings will be limited to 30 people and may be held indoors or outdoors. Wedding receptions will be permitted, provided they are held outdoors and limited to 30 people. So a repast is not permitted, but a wedding reception is. And a wedding is also allowed to be held indoors, but repasts are not. Funerals are not. Weddings, yes. Indoors, 30 people. Funerals, no. All right, we're back to that. All right. Again, I'll say this, though. Public. I've seen like some of these funeral processions, and you guys are out of control, right? COVID's still a real thing. You are breathing up Rona around each other because, you know, you want to see this person off. I mean, I get it. I understand the compulsion. I buried a loved one a few months ago, but you're going to have to not do the whole big crowd and rush out thing, man. All right? And I know what you're going to say. Well, they're doing it at the hotel, and we're going to get to that. All right? But still, from what I've been seeing, it's a little frightening, all right? Also, I know all your critiques are coming already, but the Prime Minister's damned if he does and damned if he don't. Whatever, you can save it. I'm not interested in hearing all that. We're saying that we're trying to make sense of what's happening, and I am struggling to, all right? As it relates to recreational and sporting activities, exercise groups will be limited to 10 people. Recreational sporting activity is not permitted. Professional athletes are permitted to train. Groups gathering on beaches and parks will be limited to 5 people. Summer camps and associated activities will be prohibited. And gyms and movie theaters will be limited to 33%. Okay, so summer camps are prohibited. The kids can't go to summer camp, but they can go to Fusion, is what you're telling me. The kids can't go to summer camp. Recreational sports are not permitted. Even outdoors, where it's safer than being indoors, these kids can't go to any summer camp, but they can go to a gym. Well, the kids wouldn't go to the gym, well, depending on how old they are. But you can go to gyms and movie theaters. Okay. I don't get it. Outdoor dining and takeaway services may continue at restaurants. Indoor dining may continue provided that all persons are fully vaccinated and capacity of indoor area is limited to 33%. Loitering in groups outside of restaurants and fish fries will be prohibited. these restrictions do not apply to hotel properties. Okay. All right. I get it. I get what you're saying. That the hotels, you believe there's a bubble. I don't know why you believe that, right? Because you can still spread coronavirus if you're vaccinated. I get it. There's this discriminatory thing between hotels and the rest of us. But here's the problem. The Bahamians work at the hotels. And I know what you're going to say to me. Well, they're getting tested with rapid antigen tests. All right? It says spas will not be permitted to operate, including for massages, waxing, threading, and facials. I don't know what threading is. What does that mean? Is that a woman thing? Threading? Do I want to know? Okay, so spas are not permitted to operate. Okay. But the gym is. All right? Spas are not permitted to operate, but the hair salon is. All right? Spas are not permitted to... Oh, threading is eyebrow grooming. Oh, okay. Why not just call it that? Let's make up names for stuff now. Just make up a name for a haircut. Sailing. I'm going to go. I need to sailing. I want you to sail my hair. I want to be, listen, two meetings I wanted to be at, right? Was the meeting where someone told women that we're going to go with plastic huge eyelashes now, right? I wanted to be at that meeting to kind of hear the reasoning behind it. Huge plastic glue-on eyelashes, right? And we're going to make them as thick as possible. I wish I were at that meeting. And I also wish I could have attended the meeting where someone convinced women to shave off their eyebrows and start drawing them on. Those two meetings I would like to have been in attendance at. All right? Oh, someone says they use thread. That's why. Oh, you use thread to groom the eyebrow? How does that work? Do I want to know? How does this? That sounds... I'm intrigued now. How do you do that? Does that work for other parts of the body? The spa can't operate, but the barbershop can. All right. I don't get it. For all islands of the Bahamas... Social gatherings and persons carrying out political campaigning would be limited to groups of 5 people, provided that all persons are fully vaccinated. And please note, the operation of a bar, nightclub, and any cultural or entertainment facility remains prohibited. Okay, wait. So only 5 vaccinated people can gather in private, yes? But you told me the pandemic was over for the vaccinated. You told me if you vaccinated, you're straight. So why can't 6 people... vaccinated people gather. So 5 people, no more than 5 people vaccinated can gather in your house, right? I guess that wouldn't include children, of course. But you can go to a restaurant at 33% capacity if you're vaccinated, but you can't go to your house. All right? So 20 people can go dine together at a restaurant if they're vaccinated, but 20 people can't have a gathering in their house. Make it make sense. Oh, someone sent me a picture with eyebrow threading. All right, let me see. Wait, let me see a picture. Oh, they use 2 pieces of thread. This is incredibly complex stuff. 2 pieces of thread I'm not sure. Maybe I need an instructional video. All right. So, this is, I don't know how women figure this out. You're better than me. I don't know. I just take the razor, you know, buzz and trim mine because I got bushy eyebrows. Listen, you told me the pandemic was over for the vaccinated people. So why can't vaccinated people gather? What happened to vaccination day? I only did this thing because I wanted the perks. You know what I'm saying? What happened to that? Where's my vaccination day? When's that coming? Is that going to be the same day as the back to school, that holiday? By the way, if you want to stock up on hurricane supplies, you better do so before the end of the month. Remember, they got the hurricane. I'm going to go buy some stuff. I haven't bought anything yet. I'm going to go buy some stuff just for fun. All right, we'll do your text messages. I don't get it. I don't get it. And you can't be mad at me that it don't make sense. Get mad at the people who ain't making the sense. Now, you ain't told me yet what any of this is for. It says Point Out Minutes just said it last Monday. Yeah, I said that last Monday. You told me the pandemic is over for the vaccinated. And you all sent me your nice little clip from the CDC director, who I don't believe, right, and everything. But you said last week it was over. Right? So why are vaccinated people being subject to the same restrictions then? It says, hey, Juan, quick question. Do you think the COVID numbers are going up because vaccinated people can enter the country untested? Yes, I do. Test the tourists, man. They're not going to not come. They know the time. The Americans need a test to get back into America. All of them. You think they are going to kick up if they have to take a test to come here? Something. Do something. A rapid test. Something. And there's money to be made. Go send someone down to the airport and set up a rapid testing facility, some Bahamians, to see if they can work that out and make some money. Right? Or don't charge them if it's so important to you. Yes, I think the tourists are bringing the variant here. And we warned of this back in April. I'm going to remind you about it here in a little bit. Yes, I think that. It says they can still catch and transmit COVID. All of the unvaccinated people are being tested. I just traveled and had to be tested, but my cousin was able to enter and is back in office today. Suppose she is positive and asymptomatic. Exactly. Good day, Juan. I don't know if this is your topic today, but I just need to get this out. Have you noticed how obese these police officers are here in the Bahamas? What are we planning to do about it? Everybody obese. I don't know. That's a nationwide, not a police problem. That's a nationwide problem. Says the threatening is sorcery. It is sorcery. It appears to be sorcery, yes. Morning. The reason why we will have an early election is because the pressure that they're going to put on us to get vaccinated by September or October will guarantee that they will lose the election if they do this before election is called. I don't see how you have a new election next month, not in having restrictions. All right, and let me ask you this, right? What are you campaigning for? Stop it! Over 5 persons vaccinated could campaign. Half the candidates ain't vaccinated. Judge the workers. If you're vaccinated, you could go campaign for what? Stop campaigning. We're in a public health crisis. The children can go to summer camp, but your political cronies could campaign. This makes sense to you. This is supposed to make sense to anybody. The spas can't operate, but you could go campaign. If you're vaccinated, you could go transmit it to the people's face who ain't vaccinated. You're going door-to-door campaigning. Says the PM is going to say the same things the official said on Friday, Juan. Well, they said he's supposed to say some more stuff. It says, can we stop saying we don't know when it started? You can stop saying you don't know when it started. I didn't say that at all. I said I don't know where it's coming from. But I'll finish reading your text. But don't include me in that. You said that, not me. I know just when it started. I was the one warning you guys. Remember that Mamata show in April? And I suggested restrictions? And y'all cussed me out, tell me I'm on drugs, all this other stuff? I know just when it started. I saw what was happening. It says, go to Reuters website and look at their graph plots. There have been 3 distinctive spikes since March. I don't need to do that, but okay. March 2019, the very beginning of this, examine the dates and what was happening around those dates. What is clear is our officials are manipulating data and lying to us. I can't call anything but lying because it's extremely clear. What are they lying about? Are you saying officials saying that they don't know when it started? Because Pearl McMillan had a very neat graph of, I found that, I was like, what are you doing? Could you explain where this is coming from. She's here. The graph shows that COVID-19's on the rise. Word, COVID-19's on the rise. How long did you work on that graph to let us know what all of us already know for months now? Well, on the same FNM that keeps bragging that they open the airwaves, wants everyone to be silent when their government is not governing. Amazing hypocrites. Says, will Minnis be announcing election date on Wednesday? Because that's the only thing anyone wants to hear coming out of his mouth. Nice of him to come out of the basement. I don't know what he's going to say. And also, why do you got to wait until Wednesday? Why can't you tell us now? Like, why can't you... What is going to happen between now and Wednesday? You're shoring up a plan or something? What do you... Just tell us. He was supposed to speak Sunday, yesterday, but we didn't hear from him. So, Juan, can I exercise outdoors away from my neighborhood? Yes. Yes, you can. In groups of 10. But you can go to the gym. Juan, these people are so hypocritical. You must only critique government when the PLP is in, not when the FNM is in. If you critique the FNM, you're salty, you're hater, and a disgruntled PLP. You call me whatever you want. They're going to get the criticism. It's going to happen. You could write a letter every day for the next 12 years. It ain't going to matter to me. All right? And you could call my name. Because I feel like you're talking about me anyway, right? That's who y'all don't like. Y'all don't like me. Y'all don't like Clint, right? Because we must be PLPs, but all we doing is giving our analysis of the situation. A1, break that down. What do they mean by recreational sporting activity permitted? What's being banned here? All of it. All of it. No recreational sporting activity. Whatever you want to do, you can do. No, and you could go on the beach. And that's it. Let me ask you something. So you could do sports on the beach in groups of 5? And you could play like beach soccer? Can you play Marco Polo? Y'all want me to make it make sense? I don't know. I can't make it make sense. It says, I'm curious why spas were not allowed to operate if dentists can operate the same contact. Yeah, exactly. Say hi, can you tell me your recommendations that you would have put in place in lieu of what was issued by the government? I could tell you some. I would start testing the tourists, first and foremost, so I could get my contact tracing in order. That's the first thing I would have done. All right? So that's one. Test the tourists. Make testing free. All right? As far as restrictions, you're going to have to make them a lot. If your goal is to stop the public health system from collapsing, which is getting there, right? You're going to have very tight, strict restrictions. All right? And that's just what it is. So I certainly would have put restrictions in place, and I recommended restrictions before. Nobody wanted to hear it. I said, give me 30 days. Y'all cuss me blue. Everything cool. Do your thing. People are dying, but go carry on smartly. Anyone check the casinos in the hotels? One, spas can't be operated safely, but you could still clump up on the craps table. They haven't made sense for 15 months, but I expect better. Yeah, we all do. Says, Mr. McCartney, is walking on R.M. Bailey Park by yourself okay? If other persons are on the park, more than 10 persons all separated? Yeah, I think so. I think that's fine. I think that's fine. Says, Juan, good day. Two straight. Uh-huh. It says, Juan, I'm getting my second jab today, so I'll be fully vaccinated, but can still spread the virus. But I can go in a restaurant, but the guy next to me, not vaccinated, can't. That makes no sense. This says, good day, Juan. Where can I go to sign up, make appointments for vaccinations? I want to get out of the pandemic, please. What is it? Vax, V-A-X dot B-S dot gov. This is one, you don't need any more perks, bro. You already have light skin and celebrity perks. I want the vaccine perks, too. All right, let's take a break, and we're going to be back on the other side.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Travel less, but vacation more by indulging yourself and your family with the ultimate staycation getaway at Atlantis. Sleep in, relax, play, go out. Say yes to a fantastic staycation in your very own paradise, just over the bridge. For reservations, call 363-6483 or visit Atlantis Local on Facebook for details.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them 242-356-0249.
In life, there are always challenges. Today, we find ourselves having to be more self-sufficient, socially aware, and technically savvy. At J.S. Johnson, we are committed to our customers by providing cost-effective insurance solutions. No matter what your insurance needs, we will always be here for you. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
It's a hot primo summer, and Marco's Pizza is bringing you the heat all summer long with our fresh dough, three cheeses, and signature sauce. Enjoy our sizzling summer deal that includes one large two-topping pizza, 1 liter Coke product, and a free cheesy bread. Yes, you heard it correctly. It's free, all just for $21. Have a primo summer at one of our Marco's stores today. Every store, every day, the Italian way.
Alago is here to help local companies boost their bottom line. If you own a business, join Alago and let us help you get people in your stores. ShopAlago.com has 2,000 website visitors daily, and you can list your business for free. Alago is the local online coupon hub where shoppers find weekly deals and discounts. It's where your business should be. Visit ShopAlago.com. That's ShopAlligo.com to list your business for free today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney, so good to have you with us. A couple more texts. Says, Juan, do you know if the rapidity of COVID is still tracking in Nassau east of the hospital? All these charts and the authorities still can't tell us where the clusters of new cases are in Nassau. And that's exactly the thing, right? So the a previous texter said, what would your recommendations be? I can only give you broad general things because I don't have specific data, right? The Ministry of Health has not shared its contact tracing data, if it indeed has it, with us in order for us to understand what decisions are being made and why. Have you some data that spas have been a place where there have been clusters and breakouts? Have those been centers of transmission that you're clear about, that you could present data to us about? Sporting camps, kids camps, summer camps, have you received data that says outbreaks have happened there? So it's incredibly difficult to ask the public to come up with restrictions when the public doesn't have the data, right? I can only assume, it doesn't make sense to me, but you keep telling me this is based off of the science. So show me the science, show me the data, and we could all be on the same page. But you have a two-hour press conference and not one single word about where the clusters are. Says the vaccinated people get swing. I guess. I feel like I got swing. Juan, be careful how you critique the PM. Your birthday coming up. He's petty enough to lock only you one down on your birthday. It might sound ridiculous, but this is the Prime Minister minutes we're talking about. So this is a great show as usual. The good news is you save money by changing your insurance to Geico. This is Juan. Did you ever figure out the PEP, publicly exposed persons thing? Oh, yes, I did. Yes, we were talking. You're asking why you had to sign the form. And actually, the texter was correct. I was wrong, or I was told wrong anyway. There is a law for it. So I don't know why they just started doing it like last year or whatever, but there's the Financial Transactions Reporting Act 2018. I have it on my computer here. The Financial Transaction Reporting Act 2018 says a politically exposed person means an individual who is or has been entrusted, A, with a domestic prominent public function, inclusive of a head of state or government, legislator, politician, senior government, judicial or military official, senior executive of a state-owned corporation, or important political party official. B, someone who's been entrusted with a prominent public function by a foreign jurisdiction, inclusive of head of state of government, legislator, senior politician, senior government, judicial or military official, senior executive of state-owned corporation, or senior political party official. C, with a senior position at an international organization or branch thereof, domestic or foreign. That's a lot. That's broad. So even Americans gotta sign off? I could get into the weeds of the act if you want. Let me see. Where is it? Where is it? Why can't I find you? Oh, here we go. Risk assessment of politically exposed persons. Every financial institution shall have in place appropriate risk management systems to determine whether a facility holder or beneficial owner is a politically exposed person and shall, prior to establishing or continuing a business relationship with such facility holder or beneficial owner, obtain the approval of senior management of the institution. B, take reasonable measures to identify the source of wealth and source of funds of the facility holder. C, conduct enhanced ongoing monitoring of the business relationship. To a financial institution to take reasonable measures to determine prior to the time of payout on a life or other investment-related insurance policy, whether a beneficiary thereof or a beneficial owner of the beneficiary thereof is a politically exposed person, and if so, shall inform senior management before paying out the policy, apply the measures of subsection 1B, and if necessary, submit a suspicious transaction report in accordance with section 26. All right? That's that. All right? So that's the law. It says, Juan, all over the world except in the Bahamas, it's being reported that vaccinated people are the ones spreading COVID. But no, not in the Bahamas. It's the lies that irate the unvaccinated. Yeah. I don't know about all over the world, it's being reported that people are spreading it. But throughout the world, it's being reported that vaccinated individuals are catching COVID. And I'm going to go through some of the data with you on the other side of the break. All right. The breakthrough cases, what we gather from around the world. But the vaccination, the pandemic is over for the vaccinated, clearly, I was told, so. Juan, you really think Minnis vaccinated? Yeah, I have no reason to doubt him. This says, think he would lock down the vaccinated too? C is no fully vaccinated person is in hospital. Even as we welcome non-vaccinated tourists into the hotel where they don't wear masks and more than 5 unvaccinated can gather in the hotel. Yeah. I mean, I get what you're doing. You're trying to keep tourism going. I get it. All right. I get that. That's fine. But you got to make sure, you got to convince me that the tourists aren't putting us at risk, you know? And in order for me to have an assurance of that is to test them when they enter the country. You need a test. They need a test to go to Jamaica. And Jamaica's still getting tourists. I believe Jamaica's getting more tourists than we are. You need a test to go to Barbados. They're still going to Barbados. You dig what I'm saying? So it ain't like only us can be like, oh, you need a test. It's only us saying you don't need a test. Now, I don't know how much percentage that's swinging our way, but I mean, you know, you telling me it's a global pandemic, bro. All right? People are getting sick. People are dying. We can't put that in place. Just to be sure. Why are we shutting down this bar? It says, thank you. The campaigning needs to stop. The electorate needs to lead us by example and follow the same restrictions they impose on the rest of us. It says, Juan, I hope the PM just offers free masks for anyone who needs them. It's the least he could do. It's not at all expensive. Well, free masks wouldn't be a bad idea. It says, is vehicle license still on? Grace period to be done? Well, it's still in the emergency order. It gives you a grace period to license your vehicle, but I'm trying to figure out what, when that falls away, what prevents the Commissioner of Police from enforcing the law? I'd love to know. If a law is no longer in effect, what prevents the Commissioner of Police from enforcing the law that the previous law had suspended? Juan, don't forget beach volleyball. Can you do that? Can you play that now? If you're at the beach, five of you? Can five people? Maybe five people could play volleyball. It'll be a small volleyball thing. I need to get my kids into volleyball. I see they got volleyball as an Olympic sport. I think I knew that. I've been watching the Olympics, right, to try to pick up on the sports where it doesn't look like you got to be all that impressive to get there. So I could funnel my kids in that direction. There's scholarship. Got to be scholarship for some of these things, right? Got to be. Like nothing where you got to be super talented, like basketball or track and field or swimming, you know what I mean? Just something kind of simple, you know? Field hockey, is that they got that going on? It says, they're out to breakfast, lunch, and dinner. This is a way to stop people from reminding the public how they treated their friends are in the businesses they keep open. All right. I'm ready for whatever. Or whatever he says, I'm ready. Right? Now just give me some time. Now a lot of people, they ain't gonna make it if you do a hardcore 2-week lockdown. Right? I'm ready. But a lot of people ain't gonna make it. It says, I'm a massage therapist. I'm not advocating for one. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to go through one. But if you're telling me lockdown hard, you can get the hospital situation under control. Okay. My problem with the lockdowns was how they were implemented and then him just out of the blue announcing that you're going on this extended lockdown. Those were my essential problems. So a weekend lockdown to me don't make no sense. So you just for months putting us through misery on the weekend, it ain't making no sense. It says, I'm a massage therapist, fully vaccinated, and underwent a mandatory Ministry of Health COVID certification course, which I had to pay for. After more than a year of not being able to work, here comes the foot again on the back of my neck to stop me from making a living. How am I supposed to eat and pay my bills? Thank you, FNM. Yeah, the spa thing, I don't get. Because every spa that I've seen, they're extraordinarily careful. And this person is correct. You told them that if they underwent a course in how to be safe with COVID-19, they could operate. They did that. They paid for the course. They sanitized their businesses. They retrofitted them with all the plexiglass and all that stuff. I know because I've been to one. Baja Retreat. I've been in the other spa. Hell, I can't remember the name. But they're set up solid. You know, it doesn't make any sense. All right, we got a break for news. We're going to be back. Stay tuned.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas. This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. We'll be right back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. Thanks so much for hanging with us. We're talking about the COVID situation and the restrictions. I mean, because what else on earth will we be speaking about today? Lowe's Wholesale wishes to advise the public that their prescription department will be closed for system upgrading from July 31st to August 2nd. Lowe's retail department will still be open for sales. Lowe's apologizes for any inconvenience caused and thanks you for your patience and patronage. All right. We'll do some more of your texts and we'll do some of your calls. You can make it make sense for me. Help me. Help me. I don't understand. All right. We also have many Bahamians doing staycations as well, so everyone mixing and the vaccinated are potentially the asymptomatic carriers now. It says, and beauty salons, when they wash in here, they in your face. Yep, that's true. Most people, someone I know say they leave their mask on when they get their hair washed at the beauty salon, but I know when you're in the barbershop, you take your mask off. I mean, when you're in the chair. It says, why campaign during this third wave? It doesn't make any sense. When will we ever come out of this pandemic? Maybe the next 2 years. Some tourists brought this variant Delta here, and so do some of our Bahamians traveling to the U.S. Possibly. Possibly. I don't know. I mean, I do think that tourists have brought some COVID here. The likelihood is very high. I don't know exactly what's going on because no one's telling me. No one's telling anybody. This says, if I go to the beach and swim, would that be considered a sporting activity? Oh, good question. Best you check with the cops? I don't know, man. Maybe they'll ticket you if you go in the water? I don't know. Maybe you just stand in the water, don't actually swim. If you start wading, that's a problem. You gotta, you know. It says, Juan, you really prepared for a 14-day lockdown? I am prepared, psychologically, as well as physically. I wouldn't like it. But hey, just give me some lead time. Let me go get some stock up on some goods. And it shouldn't be a problem. You got to allow for emergency situations like plumbing emergencies and electrical emergencies and things like this. But I could deal with it. I could watch Moana with my daughter for the 600th time. We could. That's always fun. I've been staring at the edge of the water long as I can remember, never really knowing why. I wish I could be the perfect daughter, but I come back to the water no matter how hard I try. Every turn I take, every trail I track, every path I make, every road leads back to the place I know where I cannot go, where I long to be. See the line where the sky meets the sea? It calls me. And no one knows how far it goes if the wind in my sail on the sea stays behind me. One day I'll know if I go. There's just no telling how far I'll go. I know everybody on this island seems so happy. Let me stop. All right. That's the jam. You'll love that. My daughter sings that every day. That and Frozen. I could do some Frozen for you. Into the Unknown. You want to hear a few bars? No. No, he's not. See the line where the sky meets the sea. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. Don't escape your daughter, man. I think you enjoy Moana more than she does. I love it. It's brilliant. She got me hooked. Just killing myself laughing. Juan, you've officially lost it. Singing Moana. Nice voice, though. Thank you. That's my Broadway voice. All right. I'm also prepared for whatever happens, Juan. Whatever he decides to do, we're just going to have to suck it up. Yeah. I'm, if you're going to tell me, hey, man, people are dying. The nurses are burnt out. All right? This beautiful singing, why thank you. It says, what's in the tea? Says, hey, Vaughn, take it easy, man. I'm fine. Says, damn, you're good. We're including you in prospects for a musical. You gotta laugh. You gotta, I'm prepared. I'm with whatever. As long as the internet stays on, I'm good. All right. Okay, give me a call if you want. I got a lot of texts here, but you can give me a call. 323-6232. Help me understand it. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. Text line 422-4796. 422-4796. All right. I'm sorry, was it a bit much? We busted out Moana? It's beautiful! It's beautiful! Moana, listening to you sing is like listening to a WWE wrestler crochet. Hey, I never said I, you know, had pipes. I'm just saying. I can carry a suit, right? It says, hey, Juan, great singing. LOL, I'm working and cracking up right now. LOL, do you know if kids can attend summer school with the new restrictions that started today? Summer school... I believe so. I don't know about summer camp. No. Summer. Summer camp. No. All right. It says, not the singing. I won't lie. I'm a grown 47-year-old man, and I was belting out those Frozen tunes with my kids. Yeah, it's beautiful. They know what they're doing. At Disney, I can tell you that. I saw Black Widow, by the way, except for the superhero movie. I don't know that they know what they're doing. I had such high hopes after Infinity War. It's just been, you know, it was aight. It's like it was forgettable. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. This says. One, when Minnesota locked down again for another 16 weeks, two words that will make people in Nassau survive in the house with their wife or girlfriend. Two words, one, porn up. Oh, Lord. Says, good afternoon, Juan. Roddy Marker trying to reach you to feature you on the remix to his song, Lockdown, Baby Lockdown. Want to do a collabo? All right. Says, see why I don't want to get vaccinated? Your singing proves what the side effects can be. Why do you need to watch Snake Eyes? You know, I was almost going to watch Snake Eyes. I feel like obligated to watch these Marvel movies now because I'm still like, we're like 20-something movies in. But I was going to go watch Snake Eyes. Because they have it in the IMAX too. Says, Juan, I do not support your 2-week lockdown suggestion. No. I'm not suggesting it. I'm just saying I'm ready for it. If you say to me that that is what needs to happen so that the healthcare system does not collapse, I would say to you, I am prepared to deal with that. Many people are not. I am. This is one I do not support, your 2-week lockdown suggestion. My husband has not had anything stable since March 2020. Are you all aware of how many people are just hustling to get by? The struggle is real, sir, and depression is real. They just need to test the vaccinated point blank. The struggle is real. I'm not taking that for granted. I'm not taking for granted how people are hurting. Like I said, some people will hurt. Now, what you need to do is make sure that you can provide food for these people and water for these people. Make sure that you have a mechanism where people can get their medicine, et cetera. Allow delivery of that, if anything possible. You would, of course, have to continue with dialysis and things of this nature. It can be worked out. It's not my suggestion. I'm just saying if you say it to me, I'll be like, if you got a plan and it makes sense, then fine. Let's do it. All right, you can call me 323-6232, 325-4316, and 325-4259. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Ron. How are you?
I'm great. How's it going?
Oh, I'm great. I'm great. I heard something earlier in the news about the Free National Movement doing an advert or something in Cat Island, a commercial of some type.
They had...
Now, I haven't seen it, but I just wondered, you know, what was it all about?
They had Free National Movement members posing in their party paraphernalia on the Hermitage on Cat Island, and the Archdiocese asked them not to politicize that site.
Okay, but you know, it brought something full circle to me. I have been watching a commercial of I think the name of the business is the Medical Center.
Okay,
that moved from Shirley Street to Palmdale.
Right.
And I noticed is Grace playing a big part in that commercial.
Who?
I don't know if you noticed.
Who,
no, the Archbishop.
The Archbishop?
Referred to as is Grace.
I haven't seen that commercial, but I know that Bahamas Medical Supply moved from Shirley Street to an amazing place in Palmdale.
That prompted me to call because, you know, even though I haven't seen the Cat Island commercial, it brought home the fact that the Archbishop is Grace is appearing in a commercial of this the medical center,
mm-hmm.
and you know it you can't have right on one side and wrong on the other.
Yeah, but one is a business. Yeah. I haven't seen. It's a photograph, is what, not a commercial. But the thing with the Archbishop, I haven't seen it.
Well, okay, you might watch for that because it depicts a number of the people that work for Medical Center, and in the middle of it is the Archbishop. So, you know, I'm wondering, what is the problem?
Yeah, why, what's the difference?
You know, somebody's complaining about the Free National Movement personnel taking a picture, and then the bishop showing himself in an advert. Right.
Now, I'm going to have to
say... you might want to check into that.
Yeah. Okay, I will see.
And just see... you know, what's the reason the Archbishop was there?
Okay.
Because it appears to me that he's promoting and being in that photograph, and it's a video, it seems he's promoting a business.
Gotcha.
By his presence. That's the point I was getting at.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Now, I'll say this. A political ad and a commercial, a business commercial for a business are two separate things. And even though this wasn't a political ad, he just said, stop sending around the picture, please, because you're politicizing a site that's for all people. I think that you should have more, you know, sense as a political party to start tying particular religions to your party colors, right? Just, you should have more respect for the religion than that. To me. Also, I see that IRCA has stopped Cable Bahamas from airing an ad about Brave Davis, I guess, implying some sort of corruption. I listened to the ad. I didn't see the defamation, A. B, the PLP is running, if that's defamatory, the PLP is running just as defamatory ads about Minnis and the FNM. So I could see them saying cease and desist because you haven't identified this as a political ad, which they didn't. They didn't follow the proper rules. But as far as them saying cease and desist because it's defamatory, I don't see the defamation. Now, if you tell me it's defamatory and your lawyers call, and I don't feel too strongly about it, I'm going to drop it because I don't want a long legal battle. But someone should show me the specific damage and harm that would do to Brave Davis. And particularly, and it's so odd that he did that. Maybe not odd. It's his right to do it. But you guys are running just as defamatory stuff about Minnis then, right? To me, if that's defamation. Anyway, so PLP, I hope you can live to the standard that you expect others to operate by. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
McCartney.
Hey, how's it going?
I am good. I was in the call because I was holding on and waiting for, when I say holding on, not on the phone, just waiting for some more of that wonderful singing, man. But now I'm forced to call because of that last call.
Uh-huh.
Because if persons who are aligned to colors can't see the difference between one ad against the next, such as the Hermitage ad, okay, against a medical facilities ad, I think we're really in problems. And I don't want to talk problems today. I would like to just continue to hear you spew about the nonsense that they're putting us through, the nonsense that they're subjecting us to without any explanations or proper explanations. And then if it's so critical, why must the measures go in place on Monday, but the address will take another 2 days to be brought forth? I am Mr. Mm-hmm. Mr. McCartney.
Yeah.
Please sing some more. And listen, the underlying thing with that singing for me, and this ain't blowing smoke, this ain't blowing no air, it demonstrates the wonderful father that you are, brother. So guess what? God bless you. God bless the people of Guardian Radio who do their jobs and bring facts to the airwaves to us so that we can make proper decisions on how we could live and take care of ourselves, because these buzzards, they don't care about us, my friend. Have a good day, my friend.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Just buzzards. Jeez. It's a bit harsh. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Mr. McCartney.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm fine. I listen to you on a daily basis.
Oh, great.
And this is the first time I know that you've lost it. You, yeah. This is saying once a man and twice a child.
Yeah,
it's going back to your childhood. That's singing, you know.
Yeah, I've
you
lost
seem
it.
To enjoy that so much. I know you're trying to be a good father and all of that, but oh Lord.
No, I like those movies.
On that tone, eh? Something wrong with that.
The tone, need to work on the tone. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
A little pitchy.
Going back to your childhood.
Thanks so much. I love those movies, all of them. I was very happy when I had a daughter and I could go to the movie theater and watch them and not look like a weirdo going by myself. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Mr. McCartney. How are you?
I'm great. How's it going?
Good. Awesome. I'm to the White Obama. Mm-hmm. Mr. McCartney, the reason, the difference in the addresses and the reason minister's addresses come in 2 days after the measures were put in place is because he's listening to your show and all the other shows to hear what criticism so he can critique.
He can tailor
his address.
I got you.
You see?
He so got you.
That's his game.
He's put it out there and see how people react and then tailor his message.
And then he'll critique it and come back and address you again.
I got you. Okay.
All right.
Good. All right. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Mr. McCartney.
Hey, how's it going, man?
I'm becoming afraid for myself and the global sheep. Just to be honest with you, you see what's going on in Australia, right?
What?
The people over there, the people walking,
protesting?
They're still allowing them to go visit people, the people allowing the people to die by themselves. They still have the restricted measures in place.
Yeah.
They still have to wear masks. But the science, that caller, the gentleman who called us now, and he used the word buzzers. He was right on target about what is really going on. But they don't really care about us because they're disingenuous about the information. And so the fact that you last week discussed other treatments for COVID, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's very frightening because these are what they could be doing. I noticed in some countries, they're actually turning the patients on their stomach because of some edema in the lungs or whatever as a result of the infection, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what I wanted to touch on was some new revelations over the weekend. The CDC revoked the PCR test, and they had authorized other amplification tests. This is on their website. This has nothing to do with me. And also, the fact that all this information is on their website. So the intra-household transmission is 25 to 40%, responsible for 25 to 40% of transmissions. That's what they have on their website, intra-household transmission. So,
okay.
And you send people on lockdown, like they said. The evidence showed that before, you remember? Do you remember when the World Health Organization pointed to people being locked down in small homes and et cetera, right?
Right, yes.
Yeah. And so, now, the thing is, right, Mr. McCarthy, seeing that we have COB and we have so much intellectuals, right? I was wondering why they can't show me the data instead of frightening the sheep. Because if you say asymptomatics and super spreaders, I don't believe in that ideal. Show me the viral load via data of the viral loads per nanoliter, per microliter or per milliliter of blood, and then I'll be able to say if the people are infectious. Like I told you, the PCR test only amplifies and shows the presence of the virus. It doesn't show viral load. True isolation does that. These are the facts, all right? So I'm afraid that we're not being fed real science. Like I said, humanity is being kidnapped, and everybody's taking it for a joke. And so the fact that the Food and Drug Administration has verified other nucleic amplification tests, right? I was hoping that the doctor, what they could do is, instead of me paying for a PCR test, I could take a rapid antigen test in a seven-day interval, and then I could travel to the Outer Islands, and that would still be cheaper than the PCR test, which in the Food and Drug Administration has already revoked it because of it was reviewed. And they talk about the cycle threshold. And the fact that they're not disclosing the site, they're not legally obligated. Clinical and medical entities throughout the world have not been legally obligated to disclose the cycle threshold in which they receive the negative or the positive. These things have to be explained to the public. Of course, the narrative is shut up and go get your vaccination. But my suggestion is to the government, they allow people to get the vaccination of their choice. I would like to order vaccinations from Medicago. I don't care if it costs $300, $200. The private entities could order it. It can be verified, and I'll gladly take it. It's a nasal. Ears will have the oral. I know the advantages of them. I don't have to explain it to anybody. They could just shut up and take their vaccines. But we're headed down a dark road. You saw what's going on in France, right? And I would like for you to read sometime this week the dynamics of outdoor transmission, because they're really breeding too much fear. And the science, man, you know, come on, Mr. McCarthy, man. It's ridiculous. Have a good day, brother.
Okay, my brother. Let's take another phone call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Nope. Okay. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Hi, Juan. How are you?
I'm great. How's it going?
It's going good. One thing I want to bring up, which I know a lot of people don't hear much about, but I think that the decision that they had on this lady that kidnapped those boys, I think was very wrong.
Yeah, me too.
Because I think she has a lot of growing up issues of what her family life was before she got to the age that she is. And I think that somebody in the health area, or even you yourself, needs to monitor what this lady is going to be doing as she's free to go here and free to go there. Because, I mean, a leopard doesn't lose its spots.
Mm-hmm. Nah, I can't take on monitoring her, but the authorities certainly should.
Yes, they should, because she will do this again. Believe you me, she will, because mentally she's probably a little bit narcissistic. I think that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the next thing I want to say to you is I work in a spa, and we sanitize everything all the way through the place, from the ladies doing hair, shampooing, everyone's wearing their masks, the plexiglass.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, I feel that this whole thing, that whoever it's, the Prime Minister or Ministry of Health or whomever it is, that has put it on Facebook or wherever they put it in the news, I don't think they've really thought about the ramifications that is going to hurt a lot of people. Because we at the spa have just started to turn around to relax people, and people coming in feeling better about themselves and being able to handle a lot of things. And also, it's going to be putting a lot of people out of work again, like they were before.
Yep.
And I think it's extremely unfair. And I don't think they were thinking of how much it's going to be hurting people, not just necessarily in spas, but other places. If we go on a curfew, because this curfew closing an hour earlier, I really don't think it's going to help. I'm just hoping and praying that everything goes okay. And I think the Prime Minister should have come on television and personally speak to the people, not have it put, you know, on paper for people to find out, and, you know, for everyone to get upset and talking to each other about, well, why did he should have, I'm sorry to say, he should have been a man about it and stood up for his rights for the Bahamian people.
Yeah, instead just
talk
to people.
And you have a wonderful day. Yep. And also, I didn't realize that we have a singer in Guardian.
Yep. Bust out some show tunes.
All righty.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
Okay, and thanks for your time.
All right, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Mr. McCartney. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How's it going?
You know, Mr. McCartney, you know, it's sad in this Bahamas city, right? And that our media, right, seem to be just supporting the bourgeois in this nation, and they would not support the proletariats of this nation, the workers of this nation. You see? See, the problem we have in our nation is we can't own our resources because the workers can't own the means of production. You see, so we need some progressive radio in this country. We need progressive parties. You see, we like to herald, like, say, Lyndon Pinlin as somebody progressive. Lyndon Pinlin never did nothing. They never created a progressive tax on this nation. I mean, outside of NIB. And that's not very extremely progressive, you see. He refused to tax the corporations. He refused to do the income tax on the bourgeois, you see. So that's the problem we have in this nation. And see, everything is political, you see. You know, it's all about a struggle for power between the parties and them. That's a ploy to distract. It's a ploy to distract the proletariats of their mandate. You know, to visualize their mandate and their demand and the demands they need to make on their government. Thank you.
Oh, okay. All right. Appreciate you. Let's go to another call. Using some serious words there, proletariat. That's revolutionary talk. It's not talking in using these Marxist terms there. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Brother Vaughn, how you doing?
I'm great. How's it going?
It's been a while since I called your show.
Awesome.
It's almost, I'm so proud of you now. You start believing me. Question, do you believe this pandemic is a plague?
It's a pandemic, in what respect?
In terms of leaders cannot find a solution to this plague.
I think that there are solutions to it. It's just we are really fatigued. We didn't expect it would take this long.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see on the news this morning where one country, the president fired the prime minister for not finding the answer for the plague, and in Australia they have a civil unrest there.
I saw that, yeah.
You saw that also?
I did.
My brother, I listened to you earlier on many other shows. I believe this is spiritual. Do you?
The pandemic?
Yes.
I think it's biological. Why do you think it's spiritual?
You know the word discipline and disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have been there for a long while. You believe that?
So are you asking me that this is it? Are you saying that this is a plague sent by God because of something spiritually we're not doing?
Yes.
Okay. I don't have any evidence to suggest that.
Fine. But you remember there was a saying, temporal saying. You remember when, I know, but my parent told me this. Boy, me and you are no company. You remember that?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Have you heard that?
Yes, of course.
You know, man, with his selfish belief, I think man, even me, when I come and to myself with the spirit of deception and believe that myself is company with God, I am of the belief that God has the last say. I was last week. I intentionally stayed. I reached work for late. My boss, thank God, my boss did not fire me. And I just like to watch news to see how man take $10 billion to build a space shuttle to go up into space. I don't know if anybody else watched that. I watched that.
Especially Jeff Bezos, yeah. Not Jeff Bezos.
People in this country, people in the world are starving and hungry. And man, with his selfish belief, believe that them and God are company. But I am of the belief that he has the last say. this is a plague. And then now what come? There's a power struggle throughout with world leaders. They are nowadays, they are confused. They wake up a plague that they cannot control. I don't believe they have the answer. This is the plague going to be with us for a long time. Do you know the morgue is full locally? Do you know the morgue is full? Do you know people now, whatever the prime minister is going to say on Wednesday, it's going to have some effect in terms of resources and funds? People funds going to cut back. People won't be able to bury their loved ones. People will not be able to find the resources to do that. And you're going to tell me, and you're not going to believe that this is the plague. There's a in Cuba next door, they have a civil unrest. People cannot find food to eat. Right in next door to Haiti, people on some, I believe people, folk on the other side of Haiti, do not know what's going on one side of Haiti. Do you believe that?
People on one side of Haiti don't know what's going on the other side
of
Haiti?
Yeah, because they don't have the resources to like we do, to listen to the news on radio and TV. They don't have access to those things.
They got radio in Haiti. Lots and lots
of it. I mean, they have radio.
Yeah.
But there are some places who don't have resources.
Yeah.
You agree with me?
I agree there are some places that don't have resources, but radio is probably the main form of communication in Haiti.
We agree. Yeah. What I'm saying to you is this. It seems like every time you fix one thing, this plague will not go on. I believe man is the biggest enemy to himself. And this is a power struggle. And all world leaders right now, they are all confused because guess what? They wake up a plague they cannot fix. Have a wonderful day.
All right, my brother. Okay, let's go to a break. And we'll be back on the other side of it. Stay tuned.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Well, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
Alright, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pin from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pin.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you said.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Travel less, but vacation more by indulging yourself and your family with the ultimate staycation getaway at Atlantis. Sleep in, relax, play, go out. Say yes to a fantastic staycation in your very own paradise just over the bridge. For reservations, call 363-6483 or visit Atlantis Local on Facebook for details.
Alago is here to help local companies boost their bottom line. If you own a business, join Alago and let us help you get people in your stores. ShopAlago.com has 2,000 website visitors daily, and you can list your business for free. Alago is the local online coupon hub where shoppers find weekly deals and discounts. It's where your business should be. Visit ShopAlago.com, that's ShopAlligo.com, to list your business for free today.
If you think you can't afford to dress to impress or replace those utensils or maybe even upgrade your household appliances, then you don't know YCare's Fashion Center. With three locations to serve you, YCare's Fashion Center features the things you need or want, all at a price that you can afford. Open Monday through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 7 p.m., YCare's Fashion Center also has the island's largest jean collection. Put the fun back in shopping and visit your favorite YCare's location today, where you can afford afford to look good.
Did you know that $5 can get you delicious combos fit for a king? Well, it can, but only at Burger King Nassau. Not only is the big in-flavor flame-grilled Whopper Jr. combo you love available for just $5, but now you can enjoy a crispy chicken junior sandwich topped with bacon plus fries and a drink for only $5 as well. At Burger King Nassau, you get to choose between a chicken BLT or flame-grilled beef in two great combos that include fries and a drink for only $5, including VAT. Value has a new home at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We'll take another call or two, and then we got a bunch of text messages, so I'm not going to share with you today what I was going to share with you about the vaccination stuff globally in terms of breakthrough cases. We'll get to that tomorrow, hopefully. Okay. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Not there. Okay. Good afternoon. Welcome.
How's your family doing well?
All's good.
The numbers are going up again, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, when it comes to this quoting God and the Bible every doggone day we wake up, I think we got a lot of religious fanatics around here, you know. I say that to say this. The guys who went up the other day, they said they spent 11 minutes into space. But those were some filthy rich people. I don't know how they made their money, but they're rich. And if they wanted to spend their money by building a multi-billion dollar rocket to go up into space to witness gravity, loss of gravity. They have the right to do that, don't you agree?
Of course, yes.
So I don't see why that should come into where the people starving on Earth and this and that and the next. We got one of the richest men in the world around here, Bill Gates. People starving all over Africa, and they're rowing every month as to who is the richest person, who passed who, in religion and financial wealth. But they also say he's helped a lot of poor people, too, but I don't know that.
He does,
but,
yeah.
Well, hello?
Yeah, he does.
In many different ways. I mean, look what he did. He discovered, what was it? Was it the internet or the PC?
No, he didn't discover anything. He just capitalized on it.
Yeah, okay. But wasn't it him that moved from big computers to the PC, the personal home?
No, his big development was Windows and popularizing personal home computers, yes.
Yeah, okay.
The Windows software.
No, I think whatever he did with money, he made his money. So people shouldn't be jealous. You go out there and find your God-given talent and so forth. Whether this is a plague or not and everything, first of all, somebody got to prove to me if they know who God is. You know, everybody's saying God this. We got many different religions all lifting up their eyes and praising one God. Now you got the Christians calling their God Jesus. The Muslim calling their God Muhammad or Allah. No, they don't call him Muhammad is the prophet. Mm-hmm. Allah is God.
Mm-hmm.
Jehovah meant to say Jehovah. Many different people calling different people as to who God is. And nobody got the doggone rights to say what God is saying or what God is doing. Because everybody just guessing themselves. To me, it's a pandemic going on. I think one of the biggest problems around here, like a young person told me, over the weekend, that when we were young, we used to do a bunch of foolishness going up and down doing everything. I say, yeah, but we didn't have nothing called a plague or a pandemic around. We might have been going out nightclub and doing all kinds of foolishness and getting in trouble, but the man, we got something with killing us around, something of virus, and it's been proven that it's real. And I was asking this young person, where a group of about 60 of them was doing a bunch of foolishness, not wearing no mask, up and down, hugging and kissing and drinking and this and that and that. I say, y'all realize that that thing could be sitting right in the middle of one of y'all, passing around each of y'all. When y'all take that home to your mother and your father and your brother and your sister and your auntie and your uncle, when we listen Monday morning, hey, the count for the weekend is 300. The morgue full, the hospital full, the clinics full. Nobody can afford to even keep their jobs. People can't get their bodies out of the morgue to bury them. Because if you ain't got no money, Mr. McCartney, how you could go take your mother out of the morgue to go take her to a funeral home to ask him to bury it? When the man telling you it costs about $8,000 just to cremate a body.
I got you. Okay, can't take any more calls. We got to do some text messages, and we're going to, that'll be it. This is one, never thought I'd say this, but I almost would rather listen to Anton than your singing. Second thought, no, sing on. So you sure about that? Okay, let's try to read through your text messages. Good day, McCartney. Could you please investigate that the CDC will no longer be using the RT-PCR test method and why? Thank you. Yes, I saw that. I only saw the alert. I need to understand more about why. Okay. This says, morning, sir. Many truth from Juan McCartney, Clint Watson, Nahaja Black, and others. Bahamians are not fools. We have a great sense of understanding. There are not scientific evidence to support the government stands against the citizens. From Grandmama. All right. This says, one, Wednesday is government payday. That's why. That's why he's announcing stuff on Wednesday. Okay. Juan, the delay in the PM addressing the nation clearly shows he was never concerned about lives. He's more concerned about the election. Only if only he knew, cheaper he pack his bags and start shredding papers. He's no doubt delusional. It says, I always wonder who are the medical professionals the prime minister is listening to. Yep, you and I both. This says, the one-hour church service makes no sense. Neither does the spa thing. It says, good day. They keep changing the rules daily. I love my party, but I'm not taking any vaccine by force, so I'm not campaigning. People in a lot of countries are demonstrating against the vaccines. This says, what could have saved PMH is the building of an isolation hospital. Don't need full service, just respiratory and beds. The $20 million spent on sidewalks, et cetera, would have paid for it. You know, I agree. I think that after all this time, they should have had an isolation. They should have moved COVID away from PMH, being the main treatment center. Right? That's you rent a building, you retrofit it, whatever you got to do. And you have the beds, and you don't need all the hospital services. You just have where you're tending to them, beds and different things. You know what I mean? But I think that which could have been done by now. Because it was never any doubt that COVID was just going to straight go away. The only question was when it does ramp back up, because we all thought it would as soon as the you drop the testing requirement, right, and the country opened back up. The only question was, do we have capacity in the healthcare system? So we got a shortage of nurses and we got a shortage of beds. Not of nurses, y'all got to work on that. Because if they leave them for more money, then we got to step our game up. At my beauty salon, we keep masks on the whole time, as well as the beauticians. Yep. Yeah, no. I mean, I'm right. I don't know if you're referring to me talking about the barber shop, but you go for a haircut, the barber leaves his mask on always. It says, if getting ready for Broadway was a person. It says, no, Juan. Les Mis, who am I? 24601. That's the jam. Says, you're a great father. Oh, thanks. It says, I won. You have the Delta or Gamma version of the virus. Is that bad singing a symptom? It says, LOL, Disney coming to serve you now, Juan. Sing Shiny and you're welcome next. You're welcome. I like that. I like it better than your Tupac and Biggie rapping. It says, parents, torture by kids should be a crime. Parental torture by kids. This says, I can't believe we're at the bottom of a list of almost all the Caribbean countries on COVID vaccinations. Must we be at the bottom of every list? This says, good afternoon, Juan. Oh, man, wouldn't it be good if the superpowers of the world come together in an effort to make sure that every nation of people is tested for the coronavirus instead of spending billions and trillions of dollars on nuclear weapons for destruction, hunger, starvation, mental depression, and the spiritual deprivation will become the new epidemics the world will have to contend with. Yep. Yep. This says, hey, Juan, so you can't play any sports in the Bahamas while we have a team at the Olympics. Yeah, I don't get it. Is that what's happening? Are these guys basketball games? Is that what's happening? You're seeing people catch COVID from it? Like, you don't tell us the rationale behind these things. It says, if I was PM, I would announce that elections would be next year and concentrate fully on this COVID situation. Just saying. Yeah, I mean, abandon it. Just have the election in May next year. Now, again, you have all these other pressures, you know, particularly they're trying to borrow $800 million plus without a clear sure mandate. This says, if breaking out into cartoon songs is an effect of the AstraZeneca vaccine, I definitely ain't taking it. Next thing you know, you'll be walking around with an animal sidekick. This says, Minister Stem need to stop this foolishness. Got one singing ballads live. It says, good afternoon, sir. COVID isn't going nowhere. Locking down for 2 weeks or more would not make COVID disappear. People need free testing if they're serious. I agree. I'm not suggesting a two-week lockdown will make COVID disappear at all. I'm suggesting you certainly will slow the spread. Now, if the tourists still there, I don't know about that. But you certainly would stop the spread. That I never, and never ever did I say that. Oh, a lockdown doesn't work to stop the spread of slow the spread of COVID-19, or in a really, really quick manner. I never said that. I just think that you have to calculate the cost of that, right, and be intentional about it. Now, as far as we lock down every other day, and then 2 days in on the weekend. That to me don't make no sense. It says, was the medical center's commercial political? Oh no, it's Bombs Medical Supplies. They have a really nice building, by the way. I think it says, so why should persons who are willing to take the vaccine be forced into a possible lockdown? Should we not only lock down the persons who refuse or don't wish to be vaccinated, even though it's impossible to enforce, or should we do the ultimate most repulsive thing and refuse these persons' healthcare? I know it will never happen, but only asking. Well, even if everyone did wish to get vaccinated, we don't have vaccines. Says one, the PLP are very hypocritical. They can't help themselves. That's my view. It says one, Anglican Bishop Eldon used to attend PLP rallies regularly, and that's the reason why I left the Anglican Church. I remember Bishop Eldon. I don't remember that about the rallies. One, the F&M of a commercial where the woman said she thanks the F&M for their free tuition program. The F&M is a party. Don't have free tuition. That's government funds. Right. That's true, but I guess I get what she's saying. It says, I won. The fishermen watched the weather report before going fishing. I watched the COVID-19 reports before going to the barber. I shaved my own facial hair to avoid removing my mask. I only removed the mask strings from around my ears, but hold the mask tightly over my nose and mouth with my hands until the haircut finishes. Barbers can remain open safely. By the way, you're a great dad example. Keep it up. Thank you. Hey, Juan, was that Susan Black who called? Also, when she come back to Guardian, also, she saw it about the kidnapper strike again. I don't think that was Suzanne Black. Someone's, what is this? Oh, you're saying that there's a video. Oh, okay. There's a video of the people on, there's a video of the F&Ms talking bad about Brave on the Hermitage on Kelly. Okay, so there was a video too, yeah. This says, I really appreciate 52's contributions. Does he have a WhatsApp group? If not, he would be a benefit to a lot. There you go, 52. Start up a... says, good afternoon, Juan. I'm so happy I don't have to listen to Anton run on with his nonsensical garbage every day, but that guy who thinks he knows everything runs on with his foolishness. Nothing that you could make a bit of sense of. One gone now, another long-winded one arise. Well, 52 would be great. It says, I'm also prepared for whatever happens, whatever he decides to do, we're just going to have to suck it up. Hey, Juan, do you know if the spa closure affects hotels also? No, none of it applies to hotels. You can go to the spa at the hotel. It says 52 is copying and regurgitating data from the internet. He rejects everything that doesn't fit his narrative. He's a caricature of a true medical doctor, who's a true narcissist. Oh boy, what hell? It says, hey, would 52 want to take? I will take. It says, hey, Juan, tell these callers you're a jack of all trades, bro. Yeah. Master of none. Yeah, I see you sending me the CDC thing. I'm going to look at it. I need to read it and digest it before I can speak intelligently to it. He says, Juan, this prospect of vaccinated tourists spreading the virus to the unvaccinated Bahamians here reminds me of when Columbus and other Europeans came here to the New World and infected hapless and unwitting natives. Almost like deja vu. Says, wow, a plague. Strange caller. This says, if dentists can be open, spas can be too. Tell them we know who they're looking out for. This says, good afternoon, Juan. Many leaders are struggling with the drum major instincts. They're all hard-headed. It's their way or the highway. Say, good afternoon, Juan. Could it be because the PCR is not detecting the Delta variant? I'm going to look at that today and go figure out what's happening. It says, at her wedding, my cousin danced with her father to the childhood song, which they sang together every day on the way to school. Just a thought. Ah, that's sweet. This says, good afternoon, McCartney. Listening to the caller about the morgue, I offer sympathy to all families, but I'm thinking since it's a global pandemic, shouldn't there be some global insurance or fund to assist countries during these difficult times? Many persons are unemployed, so there needs to be international financial help. Come on, there should be no cost for testing either. People least can afford constant payment for this global pandemic. Now, on the issue of not picking up your body from the morgue, I got to say, I'm not buying that I'm just too broke to pick up the body. Now, someone may could demonstrate that to me, but I'm not buying that just off the top. You can get assistance for funerals from social services, yes. NIB, you can get a death benefit, if I'm not mistaken. And there are other organizations that will help you. You don't have to know splashdown, but you can get them buried. It should be. All right. And if not, then the government should have a pauper's graveyard or whatever it is and just give them a simple burial. All right. Okay, we're out of time. I can't get to the rest of your attacks. But we'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow. All right. You guys take care out there. And have a great day, Bahamas.